If I were a cowboy underneath the open sky, the women would be beautiful, the living would be high. My horse would have weak knees, but my guns would shoot with ease at empty bottles and starry nights and the occasional tumbleweed. My nights would find me seeking a place to lay my head, some soft new girl's bedpost or a scrap of meat and bread. Her name would be Marcia, she could sing harmony to all my songs I sat so long, I find hello each spring. And morning at your window, it blows a little tune, and as the rooster crows again.
Welcome to In the Moment, I'm Lori Walsh. 4 years ago, actor and singer-songwriter Mike Lee moved from South Dakota to New York City. Like most artists around the globe, the coronavirus has left him with fewer opportunities and income, at least for the time being. But thanks to a project he started 18 months ago, Lee is releasing his first full-length album. It's called Pick Me Up Cafe. We just heard part of the fourth track. It's a song called Keep My Lovin' Fresh. Mike Lee calls his style of music Cosmic American. We're going to find out just what that means as we welcome him to the program. Mike, thanks for being with us on In the Moment. Congratulations on the release of Pick Me Up Cafe.
Thank you, Lori, and thanks for having me.
You'll never forget the environment that you released the first album into, will you? Years
no,
from now.
That's absolutely correct. Yeah, it will forever kind of be linked to this crisis in my memory, you know.
And I just, you know, 50 years from now, that's it. 50 years ago today, we will look back.
Yeah, exactly.
But what, you know, what are you seeing, you know, like right now that that means something? And since we know that we're, you know, living our own history right now, is that changing, you know, the conversations you have about this, the way you think about this album release? Are you thinking about what it will feel like looking back on it from future artistic projects and albums?
Absolutely, yeah, I am. I made a single in March. I had written one of the songs, and I spent a few days working on a second one, and I released them as an A-B side single. And I kind of rushed that to have something out and to work on something during this like shutdown. And yeah, that sort of changed like the shape of this project, right? Which was supposed to be like its own debut, you know. And having all of these home shows, like streaming from my living room and all that stuff, definitely has like changed the way that I imagined this album's debut and rollout going, for sure.
Yeah, and I see some of the work people are doing, and I was looking at, you know, we're friends on Facebook, and you know, following stuff that you've posted, and you wrote a song about healthcare, and it reminded me of, you know, Pete Seeger or Arlo Guthrie or, you know, Peter Iero, somebody who writes about something that's happening right now and the pain that people are kind of going through, and sits there with a guitar and kind of plays it. And I started thinking about these, you know, these musicians who are more important than ever, and then also oddly sidelined in a way where you have something really relevant to say, but you can only say it in this little box, and that makes it both more effective and less effective at the same time. So how do you kind of, how do you talk a little bit about that and just this sort of the duality that you're living right now in? The world needs this, the world needs art and music, and yet here it is in this little container in some ways.
Right, yeah, I have more time than ever to play music, but like I should be at clubs in Queens and Brooklyn, you know, playing these songs for the release and, you know, out with other bands and supporting them and supporting each other and doing the community part of music, which is a huge part, you know? I'm spending more time playing music, but it's harder to get it right in front of somebody where this stuff feels immediate. And while this is like a studio album, going into it, we started it with live demos. So like I was always aiming for this to be a sort of electric live feeling album, you know, that was meant to be played in clubs and in bars and stuff.
And we would love to have you in the studio, sitting here and playing for us as well, because that's just a layer of moment and sound that we usually get. But we are going to play some tracks from the album. And let's start with the title track, Pick Me Up a Cafe. Tell us a little bit about the name of this, because it refers to a specific place for you.
Yeah, well, there's a cafe in Chicago. It's in the Roscoe Village in Chicago. And I was on the road there. I was actually supposed to be in Omaha finishing this record, and I got an acting gig. And so I sidelined the record for a few months while I took this acting job in Chicago. And I found this weird all-night kind of offbeat hippie cafe, and it inspired me to write what became sort of the centerpiece of the album. It's kind of the newest song on the record, but something about it felt thematic to me. And so I thought maybe it kind of would help tie the other songs together.
And then you get a title and you get cover art and everything sort of takes a kind of, I don't know,
right.
Do you believe in a muse? Do you believe that it kind of just, you know, fall, like, how do you believe that creative process works? Because here's the last one and yet it turns out to be, you know, the engine in so many ways.
Something I learned, I guess, making this whole project is to kind of latch on to an idea and see how far it'll take you, and not try to worry about, you know, pigeonholing it into what you think it should be, but letting the thing take shape on its own. And so when I wrote that song and when I kind of put that song in the context of these other songs, I thought, oh, what if you put it here? How does that change the story of this, like, whole album versus if it's at the beginning or if it's in the middle? Okay, now how does it change the story if that's what the album's called? So this theme is, like, present in all the songs.
I like that. All right, here's Pick Me Up Cafe. You're listening to Mike Lee on SDPB Radio.
You know anywhere around here that's open late? Where the pie's too sweet and they're sure to burn the eggs. Where the waitress don't like you and you can read it right on her face. I'm looking for a room full of people who won't stay. Down at the pick-me-up cafe. It's a little hideaway below the train. The coffee's dark enough to cover up your shame. So don't be alone. One of the gang. That guy in the back, he looks for lovers on the phone. That girl on his arm, she's got a heart that's hard as stone. Walking up always comes in on their own. But with a little luck, that's not how they go back home. Down at the pick-me-up cafe. It's a little hideaway. Below the train. The coffee's dark enough to cover up your shame. So don't be alone, you can be one of the gang. Only thank you. like the road has got you down. If you're feeling like you just can't kick that frown, if you're feeling like a good love can't be found, you gotta head on down to the lonely side of town. Down at the pick-me-up cafe, it's a little hideaway below the train. The coffee's dark enough to cover up your shame, so don't be alone, you can be one of the gang.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio, a little moment in sound today with musician Mike Lee. That was the title track from his newly released today, Pick Me Up Cafe. You can find him on Bandcamp and Spotify and Apple iTunes. Mike, you're also a successful actor. You're a singer-songwriter. How do you balance those things, and do they feed on each other and sort of help inform one another, or are they always kind of competing, you know, for what you'd like to give your most energy to right now?
You know, the answer to that question is always competing with itself in my life, it seems. Since I was about like 15, 16 years old, I had this sense that I would have to choose one eventually. And every time I've tried to say, okay, now I'll focus on music, which is kind of a period I'm in right now, or now I'll go focus on acting. They feed each other in this really wonderful, wonderful way. And the communities are even related. I was playing a show in Queens about maybe 6 months ago, and I was on this bill of kind of Americana country folk musicians. And after the show, I was standing outside on the curb waiting for taxis with all the guys and girls who were playing with me. And we all found out we were all actors, or we were all, you know, we were all painters who moved here from Indiana or Ohio or whatever. And now I kind of thought I was the only country singing actor in all of New York City. And I found out pretty quickly that's not true.
Was that a good feeling for you, that they suddenly feel a connectivity, or was that a feeling of like, oh, dang, I thought I invented this? Like, well, you could kind of go either way in your mind.
kind of, yeah. I mean, you go to an audition and you see 16 of you. And that happened that night to me a little bit.
Cosmic American, when we talk about genre, and you know, you grew up on country and, you know, kind of wanted to reject that and then brought some of that back into your life, and you have these different influences and this sort of word or this term Cosmic American, tell us a little bit about what that means to you.
Yeah, so it goes back to this guy Graham Parsons and the Flying Burrito Brothers, who was this 70s country musician. And he kind of had this idea that folk music and country music and blues music and rock and roll weren't really all that different, and kind of just depended on what radio station would play you and what outfit you wore. And he kind of wanted to get rid of all of that. And so I've always been really attracted to that movement, like mid-60s Beatles records that have a little bit of like Bob Dylan folk influence on them, and like Byrds records and all that stuff that has always kind of been this target I was aiming for. And I couldn't, when I was younger, you're right, I couldn't see through like the country music and see like, oh, like the Beatles are in that, you know, the Beatles listened to Chet Atkins and that's where they learned. And so as I've grown up, I've really understood that connection, and I try to nurture that in what I make.
Let's play another song. This one is Familiar Songs from Pick Me Up Cafe. Anything you want to say about this before we get it started for listeners?
Oh, I don't know. this is sort of one of the more personal moments on the album. I think it kind of speaks for itself.
All right, Familiar Songs by Mike Lee.
Brandishing a coffee cup, singing, maybe I'm amazed by the way she puts slippers on when she gets up, stands naked in the sun's first rays. She's gotta work this morning, the way her mind is, she just can't be late. She comes back to bed before telling me it ain't nothing, babe, the plans have changed. I might have begged to stay 10 years ago, but I've learned the art of letting go. No matter how far down I take this road, there's familiar songs everywhere I go. Thousand miles behind me, I was 5 years old, I was staring at a lake. They said, soon enough, you're gonna be on your own. I just couldn't wait to get away. But this country band in Brooklyn does a good, blue eyes crying in the rain. So I can hear Dakota softly singing off the L train. If I knew how it'd be 10 years ago, sometimes I wonder if I would've left home. The world spinning's made my nose grow old. There's familiar songs everywhere I go. Once I knew this man and this tune that he'd heard somewhere before. But we couldn't quite place it, so we listened till it got to the chorus. We sat in perfect silence, swigging beer and just staring at the floor. Sort of drifted right in and hung in the air, lingering before us. Didn't even know the guy 10 years ago, but he was kind in times I needed it most. I'll never know just why he thought he had to go, but I take that song down in my soul.
Listening to Moment in Sound on SDPB Radio. My guest is Mike Lee, and his new album is called Pick Me Up Cafe. Today is the release date. It's an exciting and unusual release, but Mike, tell us a little bit about where people can find the CD or download the music. How can they connect with you? What's the best way?
Yeah, so we're all digital right now. I was planning on pressing this on vinyl, That was to come out a month from now. This has sort of stalled that plan. I don't know if that plan is scrapped or stalled. Just kind of have to wait like everybody else to see what shakes out at the end of all this. But right now you can hear it wherever you listen to music. It's on Apple Music. It's on Spotify. It's on Amazon, YouTube, Bandcamp. It's all over the net.
I'm going to put my vote in for vinyl when the time comes. I'll just like to throw that out there.
Yeah, I'm a big vinyl fan, too. And Rudy Jansen, who did all of my my art direction on the cover, yeah, and all that stuff, he is very insistent that someday we put this on a physical record. So I think he'll probably get his way in the end.
Yeah, and this is a collaborative in that sense. I mean, most of the songs are yours and yours alone, but then you also have, stories of people like your art director who have come along and offered you more than maybe you were even expecting or even looking for. Before we let you go, just talk about being open right now, because I think a lot of artists are struggling, and being open to the unexpected collaborations, unexpected, strategies, marketing or business strategies, and then just, maybe you thought you're going to be really productive during, everybody kept saying, hey, you've got all kinds of time and you're in this total creative slump. So, what do you have to offer, for words that sort of say, hey, this is all a big sloppy mess, but we'll get through it. I don't know.
Well, I think, Lori, that there's a part of the creative process that's always like that, even when we're not in crisis. And so one thing that really served this project for me was I did have people approach me and say, what do you think about doing this? What do you think about doing that? And saying yes, I mean, you can't say yes to everybody, right? You have to, there are
Right.
some things you need to say no to. But just being open to what people offer you and how could that, help grow what you're working on. And I found with this project that the sum of, the sum total of all the parts is so much greater than anything that I could have done all alone, And I think especially now we need to kind of think about that in terms of creation. And I know there's like a lot of Zoom meetings going on. I still go to my weekly songwriter singer circle on Zoom in Queens, and it's not the same, and it's not, I don't think it's as good. I'm of that bias, but it's better than nothing is what we always say at the Zoom singer circle. We say so much better than nothing and nothing like the
Right.
real thing, And we're all adapting, but artists are so good at that anyways. This isn't the first time most artists have been asked to do some on the fly adaptation. And so I'm just sure that we're going to figure out all of these answers.
Well, I for one am glad to have this in the world because it also seems like there's a dearth of newness right now as we kind of wait for some projects that have been sidelined. So great timing. Pick Me Up Cafe is the album. You can check it out on Bandcamp or Spotify or iTunes. Mike Lee has been my guest for this moment in sound. Mike, thank you so much for being here. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Laurie. Thanks for having me.